Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I done ran into my baby.
Welcome back, little blues from ZZ Top. That's some early Texas blues. Blue jeans. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me, having a great visit with our good friend Karen McCall. Karen is the author of Financial Recovery. She helps people just like you get their financial cornflakes organized. And Karen, thank you for joining us. Thanks for being here and all the work, all the great things you do for folks. We talked in the previous segment about the why people should develop a personal income spending plan. Also known as a budget. If you don't like that term, come up with something that you do like. But basically, it's real simple. Income, out, go, right? It's real simple.
And of course,
to supplement things, which is the debt. But talk to us. Go ahead and say what you were going to say, but talk to us about the how-to a little bit now.
Okay. Well, there's definitely the plan. And one of the things that's important about doing a plan is that people become aware of those areas of deprivation in their life, those areas that they're just tolerating, and they put those in the plan. If the plan doesn't work, and, you know, that's what we want to find out at the beginning, does mm-hmm. this plan work? And if it doesn't, we want to make adjustments, hopefully spread them out, look for ways to meet our needs in ways that cost less your money, but we've got to pay attention to our needs. And then after we have the plan, we want to stay connected to it. We want to see if we are sticking to it. And if we don't, there's usually three reasons that people don't stick to their plan. One is they didn't plan enough because, you know, things change, things come up. And so that's one reason. The other is they didn't plan enough because it's a new process. Mm-hmm. And then the third one are those impulsive buys. And so at the end of the month, we want to review how we did. We want to evaluate what are the reasons that we didn't stick to our plan. And so at the end of the month, reviewing, and then the following month, you start all over again.
Mm-hmm.
And you think, okay, what are my needs for this month? You never can get enough of what you don't need. So this is a process that I can tell your listeners, this is a process that is so powerful, and it's very much a part of the work that I do.
But when you're looking at it, are you only looking at 1 month or are you looking at multiple months?
No, I think look at 1 month at a time. And the software that I have been transfers at the end, as every transaction that you spend money out and money in, so then you can start seeing those months side by side. You
right.
see the patterns, you see
right.
the trends.
Yeah. Now, see, when I put up my cash flow for my business on the spreadsheet that I have built from scratch, I can look at it over there and I can say, okay, you know, here's where the income's coming in, here's how it's going out, here's the big hit that I've got 1 month, I've got a big bill to pay here or whatever, and so I've got to prepare for that and somehow, you know, either make the money or get the money in there somehow. But then I say, okay, that thing right there, what if I cut that in half? What if I did half of that? I can spread that across the whole year and see what that does to my cash. And I
well,
and so,
yes.
so if this were a personal spreadsheet, I could say, okay, I won't eat out as much. I'll cut that in half. If I did that for my you know eating out budget, then I could see what the benefit I would get from that for a whole year. What do you think?
Well, you're doing it exactly the way I would recommend. You're identifying, this is what's really key, Jim, to what you're saying, is planning for those non-monthly expenses, what people call emergencies.
Right.
You know, so often, they're not emergencies. They're just
a
life.
New purse,
you know,
a new purse or a new golf club is not an emergency, is it?
No. However, you know, repairs that are coming up, if we have a car and we're going to need a service, when kids go back to school, there's always a lot of expenses. If people are going to take a holiday vacation, they have the expense of holidays. When they develop a calendar showing when those things are coming up, and you know we have a nation of non-savers, that can be the first step. And it's not really saving. It's a revolving door savings. Mm-hmm. You know, it's going to be money in and money out. Again, that will be so powerful. And so if you add it up and it's like, it's so much money. I can't imagine saving that money for periodic expenses. Then just look at the ones coming up in the near future. You know, I worked with a woman yesterday, and she has a big expense coming up in April. So we divided it in three. She can't see right now the large amount of all the periodic expenses.
Mm-hmm.
However, she can identify in April, there's this one. Now we can start dividing up what she'll need so that she's not in crisis
right.
and, quote-unquote, an emergency.
And she's in control.
In April. Pardon me?
She's in control. She's seeing the power of being in control and not being a victim of her own failure to plan.
Exactly. You're exactly right.
So folks, you know, this is the why two is so that you can have this kind of control, this kind of power that you can actually acquire. You can give it to yourself. The how to is putting it down on paper, putting it down electronically. I recommend the electronic version. Karen, you've got. Do you have a proprietary system, or do you use somebody
else's?
Can folks get it at your website?
They can, and you know it's very inexpensive.
Well, give us your website so they can know where to go.
Okay, www.financialrecovery.com.
They can buy the program there, right?
You can, and it has all of those things I'm describing. It has, when you make the adjustments, you don't eliminate,
right.
There's an adjustment column, you don't eliminate what you planned because, mm-hmm. you know, let's say things are working out, you had to adjust it out, hey, then you can put it in.
Karen, hold on to that thought. We got to take a quick break, folks. When we come back, I'm going to get Karen to help us save our way out of debt. How about that? Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.